So perhaps you can start by explaining the state plan system and how the federal government is even involved in Kentucky's worker safety program.
Yeah, so under the Occupational Safety and Health Act of 1970, states and U.S. territories are allowed to create and run their own workplace safety programs as long as those programs are, and this is a quote from the law, at least as effective as the federal program. So 28 states and territories, including Kentucky, have their own workplace safety programs.
How does the federal government monitor that those programs are as effective as the federal program?
The federal government periodically audits all 28 state and territorial programs to see how they're working or not working. And the most recent round of audits for the 2017 fiscal year came out in August of this year. It was a mixed bag. There were states like Kentucky, Arizona, Illinois did not fare well at all.
Right. And, you know, as we've been reporting, and as you just mentioned, this year's audit from federal OSHA was extremely critical of Kentucky, particularly how the state handles worker fatalities. According to that report and our own analysis, almost every single investigation over a 2-year period had serious shortcomings, like they weren't interviewing eyewitnesses or not identifying worker safety violations. Is Kentucky alone in these issues with fatality investigations?
Well, I think Kentucky is a bit of an outlier in that the federal government did a special study just of fatality investigations. I looked at the state of Arizona. That program has been criticized in the last couple of years for seemingly arbitrarily reducing penalties. I looked at the case of a man who died at a Phoenix Aluminum Products plant. This man's name was Lariat Rope. He had worked at this particular plant for more than 25 years and presumably knew what he was doing. On November 8th of 2017, just about a year ago, Mr. Rope fell into a pit of scalding water. The Arizona Division of Occupational Safety and Health, which they call ADOSH, investigated and cited the company. And ADOSH proposed a fine of $7,000, which by state rules should not be reduced under any circumstances. But what happened in Mr. Rope's case was the Industrial Commission, which is the overseer of ADOSH, reduced the fine to $5,250. Mr. Rope's sister remains upset about that. She said, "My brother's life has more value than that." And when I sought comment from the commission, they basically said, as they've been saying for a couple of years, they can do what they want.
So, you know, in states like Arizona or Kentucky that receive these critical reports from the federal government, what consequences could they face as a result of this report?
Well, Jordan Barab, who was a high-ranking Labor Department official in the Obama administration, told me that the so-called death penalty for state programs is a complete takeover by the federal government.
That's not something that OSHA likes to do. That would mean the federal program has to take over what the state program was doing, which will cost the federal program much more money without any additional allocations from Congress.
What has happened going back decades is the federal government has stepped in when state programs were clearly troubled. In 1991, for example, in North Carolina, there was a horrific fire at a chicken processing plant that killed 25 workers and injured 55 others. Federal OSHA asserted what they call concurrent enforcement jurisdiction. Picture the feds in the state of North Carolina sort of inspecting and working side by side. That arrangement lasted until 1995. It happened again about a decade ago in Nevada. Inspectors out there were not properly trained to spot construction hazards. So the feds forced the state to develop what they call a corrective action plan. And it happened a third time in 2012 when the feds stepped in Hawaii and began policing certain industries, but the feds stepped away just last year.
And we should say Kentucky could be facing those kind of consequences as well. In a statement, the U.S. Department of Labor said they were working with Kentucky on a corrective action plan. Jim, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.